This is the time and the place for a hearing by the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adoption of an administrative civil liability order for the city of Healdsburg. This item has been properly noticed. And will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand, raise your right hand, and take the following oath? You swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter? Okay, thank you. All right. Well, we can start with the staff presentation.
Good morning. My name is Bill Rodriguez. I'm a member of your staff.
Bill, I need to stop really quick.
Sure.
I do need to add a little bit here that you, Luis Rivera, David Leland, and Kim Niemeyer are representing the prosecution team, and that Kat Coleman and Samantha Olson will be advising the regional board on this. Okay, thanks. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to insert the Healdsburg file into the record. The package you have in front of you, I'll just run through it real quick to tell you what you have, which I think you've looked at it, but we've got some additions to it. I'm sorry.
How's that? Better?
Okay. We have the EOSR, which is the little summary report. We have the order that's in draft form. There's two attachments, A and B. There's also a settlement agreement that we've included with this. There are two. In this particular item, there's an email and a letter from Don McInhill, who is representing the Russian River Keeper. And he has comments, which we'll discuss later on. There's also a letter here from Mark Bommersback from the Westside Association to Save Agriculture. And we'll discuss that as well. There's a third letter that we just gave you this morning that came from the city of Healdsburg, Mike Kern. And we'll run through that one as well as we get through this presentation. Do I get to change the... Oh, gotcha. Oh, great. Okay. Healdsburg has a new wastewater plant. All of the violations that we'll be discussing that are part of the complaint that was issued occurred prior to the operation of this facility, which began in May of 2008. So they've significantly increased and improved their treatment capabilities. This is just a map showing the relationship of the city, the treatment plant, the basalt pond that is where they discharge currently, the Russian River and Highway 101, just to give you an idea where we are. This is an aerial photo. This is an older photo, I'm told. Things have changed a little bit, the shape of the pond. There's lots more vegetation, but generally that gives you an idea where we are located. The complaint was issued in December 12th of 2008. It was a review of self-monitoring issues and reports, and we came up with a rather significant penalty for minimum mandatory penalties of $369,000. Those violations occurred between November of 2004 and April of 2008. The orders violated, there were two waste discharge requirement orders and one cease and desist order that were as part of the violations. These orders served as NPDES permits. The city of Healdsburg filed a petition for review of the requirements, waste discharge requirements, and the cease and desist order back in November 2004. There's been no action on the petition, and it's been in abeyance since it was filed. The settlement agreement that was reached for this order, the total penalty was $379,000. The city has agreed to pay $177,000 to the state cleanup and abatement fund. The remainder is going to be done in the form of an SEP, a supplemental environmental project that will cost at least $192,000, which will make up the balance of the amount. As part of this, the city has also agreed to dismiss the petition within 45 days of adoption of the ACL order, provided a couple things occur, and that's the adopted order is substantially informed of the draft order that you've got before you, and that there's no third-party issues or complaints on the order. The SEP is basically consists of preparing engineering plans and specifications for a disposal system that will use recycled water from the new wastewater treatment plant. It's the advanced waste treated water. They're proposing to irrigate both urban areas within the city, which would include parks and other landscape features, and also irrigate vineyards in and around the basalt plant that you saw in an earlier photo. The schedule is pretty quick. Given the adoption of this order, they'll proceed immediately and have a begin conducting engineering design work and have a report to us by March, with final plans and specs done and a completion report to us by July of this year. So you can see it's going to happen very rapidly. We've received a number of comments. One was from the Russian Riverkeeper, and they generally support the SEP, but they have concerns about irrigating the ag areas because of coarser soils and potential for impacts to groundwater. Russian River Creek Keeper urges the board to require a water balance or salt management plan and to require monitoring in the ag areas. The Mark Bommersbach, who represents the Westside Association to Save Agriculture, submitted comments, and they support as well the urban uses for recycled water, but have concerns about impacts to groundwater. We have a third comment letter that came in late yesterday from the city of Healdsburg, and it's in your package. And basically what the letter of comment says is that the purpose of the SEP is simply to provide the plans and specs for the engineering work so that that can proceed. Any monitoring efforts or things of that nature, salt balance, anything of that nature to protect groundwater will occur when this board adopts the new permit for the facility. And the purpose of the SEP is simply to get the plans and specs going and to satisfy the penalty. The staff here, we acknowledge the concerns that all of these people have in terms of water quality impacts on groundwater. We're in the process of revising the permit. When it comes before you, it will have within it a master recycling element that will address many of these issues and include monitoring as appropriate. It will also provide the another opportunity for people to comment on the project and the adequacy of the monitoring efforts and proposals. That pretty much concludes the staff presentation. There are some speakers here. I believe the city of Healdsburg, Russian River Keeper, and the Westside Association would like to address the board as well.
Any board member questions?
Mr. Chair, can I just ask for some clarification, Bill?
Sure.
The timing of the permit, you talked about a new permit. What is the timing of that?
I think it's coming up rather rapidly. You know, June of this year.
And again, just to be clear, the SEP, the $192,000 SEP, is an engineering exercise and planning exercise. It is not a reuse of wastewater at this time, and it is simply a planning and procedural process to have that kind of thing at least looked at, probably infrastructure and engineering requirements.
That's correct. It will not authorize use of recycled water. It okay. simply provides the program to get there.
Thank you.
The permit will be the controlling factor for recycled water use.
Okay. Thank you.
Are these just conceptual designs?
No, this is
it'll be final
this
through 100%.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They're going to be ready to go mm-hmm. after this is done.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And do we have somebody here from the city this morning?
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members, and staff. I'm Michael Kern. I'm representing the city of Healdsburg. I want to thank your staff for their support in developing a comprehensive settlement of the penalty and the supplemental environmental project that's set before you this morning. The amount of the fine is significant and financially painful for the city of Healdsburg. Recognizing that the fine was imposed at a time when the city was undertaking a huge financial investment in constructing our $32 million state-of-the-art treatment plant makes this fine that much more difficult for us to accept. However, we're willing to move forward and appreciate staff's support. As indicated by Mr. Rodriguez, the SEP before you provides the city an opportunity to fund a portion of the design of our proposed recycled water distribution system, which in turn will allow us to beneficially reuse reclaimed water consistent with state statutes and helps us achieve the green goals established by our city council. The SEP addresses many issues in a broad and comprehensive fashion, including resolution of our current petition before the state board. The deliverables under the SEP will be complete construction plans and bid documents to allow for the construction of approximately 8 miles of pipeline, a 750,000-gallon storage tank, and associated pumps that will allow for beneficial reuse of upwards of 450 acre-feet of water a year, equivalent of approximately 450 homes. In these times of limited resource, that's not a small amount. We respect the comments from the Russian River Waterkeeper and the Westside Association to Save Agriculture and appreciate their limited support in allowing the city to pay a portion of the penalty with the SEP. However, we would like to offer, as previously noted, that the conditions they have requested that your board apply to the SEP are not germane or relevant to the design of the recycled water system. The SEP does not authorize the beneficial reuse of recycled water, but instead provides the necessary first steps in being able to position ourselves to use recycled water. We have worked closely with your staff over the past several months to develop this SEP and are grateful for the enhanced working relationships that we have been able to develop. Approval of the SEP, while painful for the city, allows us to move forward and continue our respective efforts in protecting the environment without having to resort to other means of closure. We respectfully request that your board adopt the SEP as proposed by staff, and we're here to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Board member questions?
Mr. Chair.
Lord.
Can I ask Mr. Kern, within this, though, within these engineered plans, 8 miles of pipeline, as I read some of the public comments out here, the concern is where this water is going to be used. So in some sense, the SEP does set where this water is, in at least infrastructure-wise, perhaps going to be used, which includes some of the maybe coarser-grained soils within the river alignment, and I think that is a concern from people out here. So there is at least some, and it's more of a question here, there is some at least idea where this water could potentially be reused.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, ultimately, that is our goal. But as we've noted, the time for those discussions will be at the time that our new permit is before your board. We would hope that it would be sooner than June. We would hope that it would be in April.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, there is, a support here, too, from the community, it sounds like, to reuse this water. I think the concern is how it is reused and where, and its potential for its impacts to water quality in a greater sense. And within that, then, I just want to just acknowledge it from the standpoint and for the city that at least preliminarily, while this SEP does not approve the reuse of that water, condition thereof, and that's to be done later, it does at least set in some form about which direction this stuff's going to go, this water, in a reuse sense.
Right. for the urban reuse, we looked at, what is the component of the amount of pipe that would need to be installed.
Sure.
Just to do the urban portion of it, we're looking at something in the range of about 5 miles of pipeline. So that gives you kind of an order of magnitude of, where the lion's share of the design work will be focused. The reservoir will be constructed in town. So those are huge components of the overall design. And certainly the value of those are way more than the amount of the SEP that's before you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Good questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Mike, this was, did that satisfy your speaker card?
It does.
Okay, thank you. And then Gregory Newmark.
Good morning, Chair, members of the board. I'm legal counsel from Myers Nave for the City of Healdsburg. I was sort of here in a backup role in case there were questions that ventured into my expertise, so I actually don't have any further comments at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
And the last card that I have is for Don McInhill from Russian Riverkeeper. Other folks would like to speak? Can you fill out a speaker card, please? And they're on the table outside. Thanks.
Good morning, Chair and members of the board. I appreciate being able to comment here. One of the issues that Healdsburg brought up is that the SEP is a done deal, that it was negotiated in good faith. But I just want to start out by remarking to the board that this is our first chance as not only ratepayers but concerned members of the public who would be affected by this project to comment. So I think our comments are quite timely and quite appropriate. Our concerns, as I think you've read our letters, stem mainly from potential agricultural reuse in alluvial soils. That's the coarse grain sand and gravel that exists along the main stem of the Russian River. Our concerns are borne by the fact that there's a very thin soil mantle, which is where most of your attenuation of remaining pollutants would occur. And then below that, there's literally nothing that's capable of absorbing or attenuating pollutants before it could potentially enter the groundwater. The area around some of the urban or the agricultural reuse areas that were designated in the 2005 Healdsburg EIR for the plant expansion of reuse are very much areas where we have domestic and municipal supply wells. So our concerns, I believe, are well-founded. All the current agricultural irrigation occurring in this county is occurring in areas with thick clay layers, such as out in the Laguna, places like the Sonoma Valley, where there's thick, deposition of bay muds. We are currently not irrigating in alluvial areas, so our concerns are that the current master recycling permits for cities like Windsor and Santa Rosa do not have any requirements to investigate potential impacts to groundwater. So that is where our concerns stem from. As I think Board Member Noren alluded to, one of our big concerns is they are planning this project. They are building infrastructure that will deliver water to certain points. And I think this is an absolutely appropriate time to undertake the type of studies that we propose, primarily the water balance studies. If they indicate that there's potential problems with reuse in alluvial areas, why does the city of Hillsburg want to spend my money? I'm a homeowner, and I also run an office there, so I pay twice to the city of Hillsburg, paid for the upgrade, and I'll be paying for this project, the SEP, and everything. I don't want to see the money spent on engineering studies to take water to a place where it's not appropriate. So I think the timing is quite good. If the board does decide not to require this of the city, certainly I look to the comments by the city of Hillsburg as indicating that they are willing to do these studies and certainly could be content with a commitment to the board to conduct these further these studies prior to any reuse. Today, there is a mitigated negative declaration out for a 300-acre reuse project right next to the plant in alluvial soil. So our concerns are quite timely because this project is out there. They certify that neg dec. Certainly, this could be a project that could be implemented this summer. So quickly, the feasibility issue has been raised, and I think just for the board's knowledge, and I think WASA is going to present some information that's a little more specific, but what we're talking about is cost-wise is a water balance, in particular in the area they're proposing, the 300 acres near the plant for the near future, we're talking about $20,000. As far as doing an initial groundwater investigation, there's numerous monitoring wells that exist in this area, so it would be a matter of pulling samples and analyzing them. And at the very high end, we're only concerned about four pollutants. We're not looking for an entire priority pollutants suite and in a large amount of monitoring. We're looking at four pollutants that we'd like to see monitored in probably somewhere around 8 to 10 wells that exist, and that cost would be well under $10,000. So the amount of money we're talking about is not high. So, again, just to reiterate, we believe that in order to design a good project, a water balance would be a good part of an engineering study, and certainly in a lot of different projects, along with the physical engineering and the infrastructure, they look at these types of issues in the design of their project. The other thing we'd like to see, because there is very little information about the baseline water quality of these agricultural irrigation areas, would be to collect that baseline data. And I think that information would be quite valuable for this board to consider when we're back here in April or June to look at the future NPDES permit and potential master recycling program. I think I'll leave it at that, and I thank you for your time and your consideration for our concerns.
Mr. Chair, you mentioned that you're looking for four pollutants. What are they?
Sorry. I should. We're most concerned about copper. There is a study the city of Santa Rosa did with Kennedy Jenks specifically in this 300 acres that showed that copper could not be attenuated down to CTR levels by the time it went down to the groundwater and moved laterally to the river. The other ones are nitrate. Nitrate is something that is does accumulate in the groundwater and is a big concern for human health and also livestock impacts for livestock water supplies. Also, total dissolved solids, because that's a problematic drinking water contaminant that would affect people's wells, and also total organic carbon. Rather than asking for a very expensive suite of soluble organic compounds, we believe that total organic carbon can be used as a very inexpensive proxy for other testing that might require tens of thousands of dollars. So those are the four we're looking at.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, got a couple more cards that came in. We'll have to go with Mark Brommersback, followed by Judith Only.
Good morning. My name is Mark Brommersback, and I'm the president of the West Side Association to Save Agriculture. What the West Side Association to Save Agriculture, or WASA for short, is a community organization. It was formed to promote stewardship of the land and protect both agriculture and natural resources of the middle reach of the Russian River. We've been extensively involved in efforts to mitigate the gravel mining operations and other things that go on in the middle reach. I hope you've had, it sounds like you've had an opportunity to read the letters, and I appreciate that. I'll keep my comments brief because most of what I'm going to say has pretty much been covered by has been covered by Don McInhill, who you just heard from. First, WASA doesn't have a problem with the urban reuse portion of the SEP, and we agree that it would be appropriate for money that would otherwise be paid in a fine to go to those engineering studies. But as board member Noren pointed out, I mean, really what we're talking about here are detailed engineering studies. They would be spending money. Our concern is that the fine, the money that would otherwise go to the state, will be spent on engineering studies that may be completely inappropriate for this solution. And I'm speaking here with respect to the ag reuse portion. And I think that the city confirmed that these are detailed engineering studies. So what's going to happen is if they wait until the permit process, then the engineering studies will be done. And if they're not appropriate, one, the money will have been wasted. And two, you're going to lose the time. They're going to have to go back and redo them. Whereas if they do this modest amount of work to do the studies, they can come up with a plan that will pass muster when it's time to issue a permit. So we think it's very illogical not to do this now, go ahead and do engineering studies, when the data shows, and this has been very clearly shown, that in the studies to date in Alexander Valley, Dry Creek, and even Santa Rosa's work in the Middle Reach show that there's a high likelihood of contaminating groundwater if you use wastewater for ag reuse in this area. And this is not to say that all ag reuse is bad. It's just that in this particular area, these alluvial soils do not do what people think they're going to do in terms of cleaning up this water before it gets into the groundwater. So what you're going to do is you're going to replace one problem, which is summer discharges into basalt, with another problem, which is contaminating the groundwater aquifer. And this just isn't any groundwater aquifer. It's the most important one. It's the drinking water aquifer for 700,000 people. So I think we ought to be very, very careful when we do anything where studies have already shown that there's a likelihood that this outcome could happen. So what WASA is proposing is what same thing as what the riverkeeper suggests, is that is a portion of these funds be used to do the studies, the appropriate studies that Don McInhill had alluded to, and they're modest in price, and that at that time you'll know if the ag reuse portion of this project makes sense before you do the engineering, the detailed engineering studies. That's all that we're asking for here. We also think that there's probably what you may find is there's more appropriate locations for ag reuse. There's land to the west of the Middle Reach where there's agriculture. The soils are completely different. It might be more appropriate to do it there. It's not far away. The other option is, as we've, I think it has been talked about in with Healdsburg, is the use of the Santa Rosa Geysers pipeline to put water in that pipeline for disposal at the geysers, rather than to run the risk of polluting the groundwater aquifer. So we urge the board to require that the studies be done with a portion of this money prior to doing these engineering studies on the ag reuse. Engineering studies could be done on the urban reuse portion, but as part of this settlement, we feel that it's very important to do these studies. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Judith Olney, followed by John Sirocco.
Thank you. I'm Judith Olney, and I'm representing the Clean Water Coalition. I'm a part of the coalition and represent the Dry Creek Valley Association on the Clean Water Coalition. Since 2005, when Healdsburg did its EIR, both WASA and the Clean Water Coalition have encouraged Healdsburg to pursue its urban water irrigation, wastewater irrigation program because of the potable water offset. But we've been very consistent all along that Healdsburg should really look for alternative sites for the ag reuse portion because we're very concerned about the risk of contaminating the drinking water aquifer if the wastewater is used to irrigate Sire property lands. Sire's vineyards, which are the subject property for the ag reuse, are actually on the alluvial soils defined in the state water policy as a unique site-specific condition. And as such, those projects do require additional study prior to wastewater disposal. So we really believe that the timing is now, that at this time when the board is deciding on the SEP, it's the most important time to require Healdsburg to do the water balance study. Our intent is to ensure that these protective studies are done so the findings can actually inform the master reclamation permit. Healdsburg has stated that its hopes are for the ag reuse to start in the 2010 irrigation year. Well, the hydrogeologists will need several months to collect the data, do the fate and transport studies, and the water balance study really must be completed before the environmental documentation is done for the project and can be certified. So my concern and the concern of the Clean Water Coalition is that if the Water Board waits until the April NPDES hearings to require these protective studies, then we only really risk delaying the completion of the master recycling agreement. We feel that the timing's now for the water balance study because Healdsburg has not yet completed its mitigated negative deck. In fact, Healdsburg has not responded yet to the comments made by the Water Quality Control Board on the mitigated negative deck. And in this September 22nd letter, the Water Board specifically asked that the system, that any system that is proposed be responsive and protective to water quality. The board also asked, one of the reasons I brought this picture is that it shows, unlike the original picture, that the area has been totally changed since the original time. We have Pond 5 now next to the basalt pond and a portion of Pond 6. But one of the things that the Water Board's letter brought up, that they were very concerned, they requested information on buffer zones between the ag irrigation and the seasonal creek that runs through the project area, buffer zones around the gravel ponds, the rivers, and, of course, the wells. Well, you can see from this picture that there is a seasonal creek that goes through this area, and this is the area where all of the people's wells, I mean, people obviously have put their wells here because this is where you get the most water. And these wells not only serve the properties that you can see right adjacent to the subject property, but they're used to actually irrigate 8 to 10 large parcels up on the western hills as well. The seasonal creek continues on here, and you can see over here that there's the remainder of the seasonal creek going here into the river. None of this has been addressed in any of the environmental studies that have been done thus far. The water balance study also will provide data that's required to help define the agronomic rates of the wastewater irrigation to ensure that there is not groundwater or surface water contamination. So, right now, Healdsburg, we've asked for these studies in 2008. We asked for them again in September 2009. And we now feel that the time is critical to do this study before the engineering studies are done because Healdsburg has enough of its own wastewater analysis data to show the seasonal variation in contaminants. The Clean Water Coalition received a proposal from a hydrogeologist that we worked with before, Gus Yates. We just received it yesterday, and I've got 10 copies that I can submit for review by Healdsburg and the Water Board. One of the reasons that we feel that Gus may be an ideal hydrogeologist for Healdsburg to consider is that he's extremely impartial. He was the hydrogeologist that was hired by SciAR Industries to actually evaluate the recalibration of the mod flow that looked at the impacts of pond 5 and pond 6 on the hydrology. And we know that the gravel pits have totally changed the hydrology in this area. And it's extremely important that someone who understands this can analyze then how the flow and the transport of the contaminants are going to be influenced by the gravel pits. Gus also did the study for the Dry Creek Valley Association, so he's very familiar with the issues surrounding agricultural reuse. I thank you for your time, and I'll give these to you, or...
Thank you.
John Sirocco.
Good morning. I'm not very good at this, so bear with me. my name is John S. Sirocco. I'm fourth-generation farmer in the Healdsburg area. And I just wanted to voice my concerns with, and Healdsburg should consider this too, because we're becoming, you know, the great wine area for people to come visit. And I myself, you know, if I had the access or the use of that water, I would not want to use it just for the stigma of you're using wastewater to raise your grapes, your wine grapes that you all like to drink, hopefully, at dinner sometimes. And I just worry about that. And it's Russian River Valley there is well known for, you know, good quality grapes. And I just hate to have that jeopardized as a tool for me also to livelihood for selling my grapes to the wineries. You know, it could impact my livelihood. And I'm not against the idea, but I would just, in my opinion, I wouldn't use it just for that. And I think the proper studies should be done to make sure that surrounding areas, if they were using it, you know, wouldn't affect my wells. Prior people have said that area there is most of our wells are right in that region, and up in the mountains. If in Healdsburg should know that mountain range there is very, you know, there's very little water there to support any, you know, barely enough for homes. So I would hate to have any of these wells contaminated. So. Like I said, I'm not really against the idea, but to check, you know, I think the proper studies should be done and to check for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, take it back to staff. Bill, do you have anything to add to? Well, actually, before we do that, I don't have any other speaker cards. Does anybody else want to speak on this? Okay, thanks. Board member questions, or should we? I have a question for Bill. I think we can get that. Maybe Bill can come back up, and I don't know if you have anything to add or to comment on from the city or from some of the public comment we received.
You said you had a question?
Yeah, I did. And it seems like we're working for the design as a part of the SEP. It's a very aggressive timeline, and typically projects that I'm familiar with and that I work on a day-to-day basis, when we start from a conceptual engineering idea to coming up with 100% design, it takes, you know, for something of a magnitude that's being described, it seems like it could take, you know, it typically takes longer than what's being proposed. There's also, you know, alternatives that are developed and evaluated, and the feasibility of the design in those alternatives gets discussed. And so to help answer some of the questions that have been raised this morning by some of our speakers, maybe you can explain how that element will be folded into the design.
If we know.
If we know.
Yeah. Or if this, at least there's some, I mean, there seems to be some very legitimate concerns, particularly about coarse-grained alluvial soils and the transmission of water going through there in sensitive areas. So it seems that, you know, as Mr. Noren had pointed out earlier, that by strictly developing a design as a part of the SEP, it almost predetermines where the discharge is going to be happening. Clearly, if we look at it on a map, a pipe's either going to run north, east, west, or south, rather than just keeping it at the facility and then figuring out where the most appropriate discharge will happen later. So with that, it's almost like we're having some direction of where it's going to go. So in that light, how do we account for some of the questions and issues that we've heard from our speakers this morning?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Mr. Rivera.
Yes. I want certainly the board to be comfortable with the decision at hand here today. And what I'm going to be requesting from you is a recess so we can discuss with the city of Healdsburg to bring you an alternative, because clearly we do not have answers that would answer the concerns the public has expressed today, because those, as we mentioned, will be part of the permit. But as articulated in the settlement that I signed with the city of Healdsburg, what we're bringing to you is this proposal. In order, if we go to page 4 of the agreement, any deviation from that proposal, the parties agree to meet and confer in advance of the public hearing concerning the objections, or during, and may agree to revise and adjust this agreement and offer proposals to the Regional Water Board regarding the terms of the ACL order as necessary or advisable under the circumstances. So under that umbrella, if I may, I would like to recess and meet with the city of Healdsburg and see whether either now or at a future meeting we could bring to you a proposal in which we you're comfortable with, and that we have better answers for you.
Well, just pursuant to that, one of my concerns is under CEQA on the economic feasibility of alternatives. When you have a sunk cost of a pipeline versus a fresh one, it seems to me it does potentially change the result of a delayed analysis. I think conceptually one of the reasons we're here is when you negotiate. I realize this has been hard for Healdsburg, hard for staff, and I'm actually want to thank you for getting a proposal to us. But when you have settlement negotiations, the public doesn't get to follow the process. And then when you really put it public, then, of course, the public does. And so I do have some sympathy for the people that went through the arduous process to get it, but I also have sympathy from the public that they just saw it and they have some questions, particularly on the environmental analysis and particularly on the 3 miles of pipeline. And so I would hope when you go back to discuss this, you really take a look at how there can be an adequate CEQA analysis or weighing of the.
I do just want to point out that there was a 2005 CEQA that was done for what they're proposing. So a lot of the issues that were raised, okay.
It may be in the record and can be properly portrayed. What all we can do is deal with what we have and the concerns expressed. So it may already be covered that they've studied the feasible sites of disposal and their characteristics, and that's fine.
I don't know if you want Healdsburg to address that more thoroughly for you, but I know that there was, and I have looked at the EIR, and it does talk about the different places that they're talking about using the water in the ag versus the urban. So a lot of these issues in terms of the alternatives were addressed in that document.
You know, it's helpful to know that those steps have been taken. There's obviously concerned folks that weren't aware, or
right,
it's not readily available information that they've seen what alternatives have been evaluated and why it makes the most sense to go in one direction rather than another direction. So if we could at some point, maybe if those questions could be answered either by the city at this point rather quickly, or if you still feel a recess is needed to help flesh some of those details out a little bit more, I'm not sure which direction you'd prefer to go here.
Well, maybe the city can answer some of those questions, and then we can recess to discuss
Okay. What if anything, the city would like to maybe consider in doing an alternative to what they've suggested.
Any other questions? No? Okay.
Good morning again, Mr. Chair and members of the board. Gregory Newmark of Myers Nave, attorney for the City of Healdsburg. Wanted to address a couple of the issues that have been raised in the comments period this morning. First of all, as counsel for the prosecution team apprised the board, the entire area, this irrigation project that's going to be both urban and ag, that is the subject of the SEP, has already undergone the CEQA process in 2005. That EIR was certified. It's final. There are no challenges pending. It can't be challenged. So the feasibility, alternative areas of disposal, that has all already been addressed. And so I also want to point out that the representative of the Clean Water Coalition, who in her testimony here this morning, focused a lot of her attention on the SIAR irrigation component, 300-acre component of a proposed ag reuse that is undergoing CEQA now. That's actually it's still in the CEQA process. That mitigative negative deck is not final, and it's not a part of the SEP that we're proposing today. The agricultural irrigation component of the SEP that's before the board today does not include the SIAR property. So the Clean Water Coalition still has this opportunity, board staff still has this opportunity to participate in that CEQA process. I want to also remind the board that your staff is now working on preparing the new NPDES permit. Working on preparing all the necessary information that is needed to deliver to you for consideration in April or June, whichever it turns out being, the city hopes for April, the city's new permit. I think you need to trust your staff that they're not going to get caught handcuffed at the hearing and say, oops, we should have done more studies. You have a professional staff. They're going to have the information that they need to make sure that the permit includes the requirements that are necessary. So we've got some community groups raising concerns that we think really do go outside the scope of the settlement that's before the board today. We worked hard to negotiate this settlement, and although there's been all the attention focused today on the supplemental environmental project portion of it, from my perspective as legal counsel, when this ACL first came down, it's a very substantial mandatory minimum penalty. As your staff mentioned, the city had filed a petition for review of the cease and desist order and the NPDES permit that came down. There are significant areas of dispute going even beyond what's at issue in the ACL. And as part of the settlement, rather than fighting some things that could have been very contentious, and rather than trying to get a reduced fine where the city felt that they really had some viable options, and as you've heard from everybody, it was really difficult to do, the city has gone ahead and said, we're trying to open a new chapter, we're trying to move forward cooperatively with the regional board, and we're not going to fight that. We're going to agree to dismiss the petition for review. So there's a whole lot of other things that the city has offered and staff has accepted, and the SEP is just a part of it. So we'd like you to look at, you know, this is the deal that we've negotiated with staff, and we really do feel that the reservations that have been raised by the public and by some of the questions from the board will be fully addressed in the most appropriate way, and your staff is going to make sure that you have everything that you need when the recycling permit comes up. And, you know, the city's committed to having an agricultural component to the reuse of recycled water, and you know, we feel strongly that it's not inappropriate to go forward with the design, and that the risk of delay is kind of illusory because your staff is going to have what you need when that next permit comes up. So, but I'd like to invite questions from the board if there's anything I can address.
I appreciate your explanation. I do understand that the city and our staff have been working very hard to work this out. That's very clear. I also have 100% faith in our staff that we're getting the highest and best quality science and information to support the project, or at least to characterize the project. So we're armed with all of the information that we need. As the information was presented to us, it wasn't clear that that had existed. So we're just trying to make sure that there are, that the studies have taken place, that we do have the mechanism to ensure that for the SEP, how at least it's lined out, that those goals are being met, but then the greater goals of if the project does get to be implemented, that those options and alternatives have been considered. And I think those are a lot of the questions that we've heard from the public this morning. So with that, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, having been through this experience before, we have a prosecution staff that is made up of part of our staff and the city of Healdsburg. But for our benefit as board members, we have our own advice team, if you will, of Ms. Olson and Ms. Coleman. And so I would turn to you and ask, if I understand at the moment, if we accept this SEP, there's some question about the long-term viability of a pipeline that is being proposed and a system that is being proposed, that under no circumstances we are not releasing groundwater or we are not releasing recycled water into groundwater until there has been, in fact, the things that are being requested in terms of water balances, et cetera. And so I would, therefore, we are protecting groundwater. That is not a problem. And if there was a question there, I wouldn't even think about it. But we are not. What is being done is a SEP, much of which is mandatory minimums, and you need to do this. We do gain, I'm sorry, sir, it was the attorney for the city. We do gain the release of a long-term liability, if you will, for us as a entity. And so I'm asking you, as our legal counsel and as our advice, are we missing anything here, and do we get benefit from this? Does the city get benefit from this? Does the public get benefit from this that comes at no cost to water quality?
Thank you, Board Member Massey. Your staff on the advisory team shares similar questions that the board's already asked from the dais. I'm uncomfortable without – I would ask the further questions. One, what did the EIR state about water quality impacts for treating the water in this way on the ag lands? You know, we haven't seen that document. And I would further ask the city – what, if any, additional studies are moving forward as they go forward with the more specific engineering plans, and what percentage of the SEP is still intact if you just go with the urban land use? That would be the questions I have.
Mr. Chairman, I'm very, very uncomfortable with this process. Settlement negotiations are incredibly complex. There's no way I'm going to know whether if you pull out one part, it's like a Swiss watch and it entirely comes out. I think we got a very good offer from staff for them to meet and confer with Healdsburg, which that'll be a forum they can represent their interest, and staff can, and the advisory team can review it. But I don't think we ought to be doing it up here on something this potentially complex. And I think what we need to do is have enough of a record that shows the matters have been properly considered, and leave
Mr.
it at
Corbett,
that.
Mr. Corbett, is that a motion?
Well, I just think the chair can accept the staff offer to meet and confer and get back to us later today.
Mr. Rivera, is that...
Yes, I appreciate that. We will meet and confer with the city of Healdsburg and report back to you.
Okay. Mr. Dunker.
Just a small comment in listening to all the things that have been said. and represented by the various public entities, because you are going to meet and confer with the city of Healdsburg. And it doesn't seem that, I guess what I'm looking for is a bottom line on whether their request by the public is unreasonable at a moderate cost, or is it redundant to what is going to be done? So I guess that's the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
We'll explore that.
Well, then we'll suspend any further action on this item for now. Mr. Rivera will report back to us at some point later on today. I suppose the board's going to take a break right now. We'll break until 10 o'clock. I suspect you're going to need more than 10 minutes of discussion. I see heads nodding. Okay. So we will revisit this item later on in today's agenda. Maybe I can just get a signal from you when
yes.
you're ready to discuss.
Thank you.
Okay, great. We're adjourned until 10 o'clock.
Mr. Chairman, the council, Kim Niemeyer and David Leland, will be making a presentation to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim.
And Kim is now distributing a proposal from the city of Healdsburg.
I'll give you a moment to look at the proposal, but essentially what Healdsburg has proposed is to take out the ag reuse part just solely for the purposes of this SEP. So it will likely be something that will come will be part of their permit or will come before you as part of the permit, and those issues will be addressed as part of the permit process that were raised today.
Okay. Just bear with us for a few more seconds to review.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Mr. Massey.
Ms. Niemeyer, has Mr. McInhill, as a riverkeeper, and the other groups that were before us, have they had a chance to see this?
I did give a copy to Mr. McInhill, but the other parties I don't see here, the West Side Association representative and the woman from, I think she said, the Clean Water Association, I didn't see her here either.
Okay.
But from their presentations, it appeared to me that they were in support of the urban reuse
project
portion.
Correct.
And then has the advisory team seen this and had a chance to review it?
We're reading it.
Okay.
Are any of our former speakers here this morning that would like to speak? Please.
Yes, questions. Do you want to wait?
Yeah, let's hang on for a second. Come on up. You're okay.
Yes, no, yes, no.
Don McInhill with Russian River Keeper again. I have reviewed this, and really I think this is a good way to resolve this issue. Certainly, we believe there's still going to be a place for ag reuse. We just certainly have concerns and would like to see the additional studies done. So focusing the SEP on urban reuse removes that issue for now and allows us to resolve that elsewhere. And also, I just want to say a big thank you to both the City of Healdsburg and your staff and all the board members for working through this process, and this is very acceptable to Russian River Keeper, and I'm not authorized to speak for the other entities, but I believe it will resolve their concerns as well for now. So thank you.
Thanks.
David Leland of your staff. Let me add a few words on that. That, again, as we had spoken to before, that we would propose to use the permit renewal process as the mechanism for addressing the concerns that were raised before, that we'd be working with Healdsburg, and that we would bring something in the permit that would speak to the issues that were raised earlier. And we're acknowledging or are mindful of the direction that State Board and you have given us with respect to the importance of water recycling, of recycling and beneficial reuse of treated water while protecting water quality, and that we have both of those objectives, and that ag reuse is an important element of the ability to increase and maximize water reuse, and so that's part of the picture as well. But we need to do that in a way that protects water quality at the same time. We're very mindful of that.
Thank you. Before we go to staff, does Mr. Kern or Mr. Newmark have any additional comments on that? Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Go, please.
Well, I was gonna give you a motion to accept R12100005.
There need to be some modifications to the order to align it here
with the
discussions that we've been having. So,
yeah, but Mr. Norton, and then I want to go to.
Yeah, just briefly, and David, just to be clear, that permit to take the ag reuse part of this thing and put it into the permit that's pending, right? That, just to be clear, that's an open and public process, so that.
Yes.
These issues that got brought to the fore today, again, can be dealt with and vetted at that time.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
So the changes to the order to R12010005 are two. In finding number two, in the last line of finding number two, change October 30th, 2009, in the phrase as outlined in October 30, 2009 letter to January 21st, 2010, which is the letter that you have in front of you, which would then become attachment B. So that language stays the same. And the second change is in finding number four, and that is at the end of the first line on page two of the order, where it says agricultural and urban irrigation, we would strike the words agricultural and. Those are the only changes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, with those two changes, I would move adoption of R210005.
Before we do that, may I ask from Council any advice from?
We think those changes are good and would support it.
Great.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, wait a minute, Bill. We got one more thing to talk about.
Okay. Don't mind. Okay.
Make it quick.
Okay, great. Let's move on to our information item number 7.